man sees gold in his car, he crashes.
Great.
Today's historic trade agreement between Australia and Hong Kong marks a new season of hope for the future of world trade. The two countries have been at each other's throats for years, but now the hatchet's been buried by a treaty which allows unrestricted trade.
I don't believe you, you're lying.
Unrestricted trade.
The image does not fit the words.
Unrestricted trade.
Unrestricted trade. You can buy and sell magic mushrooms, toothpaste.
Have the experience and capability to manage the economy. What are you going to do when your kids ask you, Daddy, where's the economy? Where's my economy? In 10 years, when the economy's gone, you'll wish you voted Conservative. You'll wish you voted Conservative.
The economy is quite straightforward.
There's only national health teeth that allow that to happen.
Yeah. Say what? You don't need teeth to say economy.
That's true.
It's the economy. Why is your granny being abused in a care home? It's the economy!
A man sees gold in his car, he crashes.
Today's historic trade agreement between Australia and Hong Kong marks a new season of hope for the future of world trade. The two countries have been at each other's throats for years, but now the hatchet's been buried by a treaty which allows unrestricted trading between all parties at all levels. I'm joined now by Martin Crace, the British Minister with special responsibility for the Commonwealth, Gavin Hawkins, the Australian Foreign Secretary. Gentlemen, this is pretty historic stuff. Well done. Future of unbridled harmony then, Australia?
Yes, I think Martin Crace and I can be pretty satisfied. It's a good day.
And if, as in the past, Australia exceeds their agreement,
about it. This is a very satisfactory treaty, which I'm sure will work well. Naturally, if the limits were exceeded, then this would be met with a firm line, but I can't see this being necessary.
Mr. Hawtrey, he's knocking a firm line in your direction. What are you going to do about that?
Well, in that case, we just reimpose sanctions as we did last year.
Sanctions? Hang on a second. They've only just swallowed their sanctions, and now they're burping them back up in your face.
I think sanctions is rather premature talk. Certainly, if sanctions were imposed, we should have to retaliate with appropriate measures. But I
think appropriate measures is a euphemism, Mr. Hawtrey. You know what it means. What are you going to do about that?
Well, I just have to go back to Cabinet.
And ask them about what?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a matter for the military.
The military?
I think military is a totally inappropriate reaction, and I think this is way, way over the top.
Sounds like you're being inappropriate, are you?
Of course I'm not being inappropriate, but Martin Crace knows that full well.
This is the sort of misunderstanding that I thought we'd laid to rest during our negotiating period.
Misunderstanding it certainly is. It's certainly not a treaty, is it? You're both at each other's throats, you're backing yourselves up with arms. What are you going to do about it? Mr. Hawtrey, let me give you a hint. Bang!
What are you asking me to say?
You know damn well what I'm asking you to say. You're putting yourself in a situation of armed conflict. What are you plunging yourself into?
You'd like me to say it?
I want you to say it, yes.
You want the word?
The word!
I will not flinch.
You will not flinch from?
War.
War. Gentlemen, I'll put you on hold. If fighting did break out, it will probably occur in Eastmanstown in the Upper Cataracts on the Australia-Hong Kong border. Our reporter Donald Bethlehem is there now. Donald, what's the atmosphere like?
Tension here is very high, Chris. The stretched twig of peace is at melting point. People here are literally bursting with war. This is very much a country that's going to blow up in its face.
Well, gentlemen, it seems we have little option now but to declare war immediately.
But this is quite impossible. I couldn't take such a decision without referring to my superior, Chris Patton. He's in Hong Kong.
Good, because he's on the line now via satellite. Mr. Patton, what do you think of the idea of a war now? I'll take that as a yes.
Very well, it's war.
War it is.
That's it, Chris. It's war. War has broken out. This is war.
That's it. Yes, it's war. From now on, the day today will be providing the most immediate coverage of any war ever fought. On the front line and in your face, Donald Bethlehem.
Standing by, Douglas Hurd.
The day-to-day smart bombs have nose-mounted cameras. This is Smart Bomb Stephen, and that is Susanna Gekulois.
I'll be reporting from inside the fight.
Like some crazy Trojan. and keeping an eye on everything that's going on out there at the day-to-day news pipe, Douglas Trott. Chris, but first the weather from Sylvester Stewart.
And now the weather, starting in the southeast, where the sun should plop through after a dull start, a bit like having your hand sewn back on after a farming accident. Let's revolve the weather collar now 70 degrees to the Midlands, where I was first bereaved. And there'll be a large cack of heavy cloud covering the area, but it should stay dry enough for you to dance outside until our Lord Beelzebub calls upon us. Now, if we rotate the throat circle, rotate the throat circle.
Ah.